Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 16, 2024. The Creator will always understand you. Question: you said that the Creator understands the human heart in prayer. How can we turn to Him so that He understands as much as possible of what the person is telling Him? Answer: it should be understood as much as possible by the person himself. And you do not have to think about the Creator. If you precisely turn to Him, worship Him, and want to get closer to Him, the Creator will always understand you. Question: what does it mean to worship the Creator in prayer? Answer: He does not need us to belittle ourselves in front of Him. But depending on how much we see ourselves below the Creator, we can get closer to Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 28, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, the Written Torah and the Oral Torah, Part 1. What would we see if we lived only one day? Question: a one-day butterfly landed on a perennial plant and started to admire everything it saw. The sun is so kind and beautiful. The dew is amazing. And what a meadow. And the sky. And the air. Never mind, butterfly, said the perennial plant, tomorrow, you will get used to all of this. There will be no tomorrow for me, the butterfly replied and closed its eyes forever. And the perennial plant suddenly realized that in 1,000 years it had not seen what this butterfly saw in just one day of its life. What do we, who live so long, not see? Answer: we do not see the most important thing, the beginning and the end. Comment: we see the beginning. Here is the beginning: a child is born. That is the beginning for us. My response: that is when he is born. But when we are born, we do not see it. And it is the same when we die. Question: what if we saw it? Answer: it would be a complete cycle. Comment: but still, this perennial plant, living for 1,000 years, did not see what the butterfly saw in one day. My response: because it saw the transition from birth to death. Question: tell me, what should we see if we lived only one day? Beside this transition, what else should we see? It saw the transition, and then what? Answer: it would have explained a lot to us, why we are born, why we die, and how to approach these events correctly. Question: when I know I have only one day, what does that give me? Answer: then you know that you are fully in this day. You hold on to it. You try to drink up everything it has. Question: what is in it? Answer: there is a connection between the past and the future. Mostly this connection gives a person an understanding of what life means. Otherwise we live as if we do not feel where we are. Question: so this is not life? Answer: it is not life. It is not life when you feel that everything is flowing away from you. But when you want to hold on to every moment as if it is the last, then that is life. You want to drink it up, gasping for breath. You want to absorb it all in you from beginning to end and everything in between. Question: so, the question is, what does it mean to live this moment correctly? Answer: to live it correctly means to attain it. Life is a moment. Who controls it? Question: do we need to attain it? Answer: yes, and then, why was it given to me? What should I have done? What didn't I do? Maybe I still have this opportunity? Question: are you talking about constantly working at this moment? Answer: yes, at this moment. One moment. Question: then there will be the next, and I ask the same questions and move forward in the same way? Answer: I do not know if there will be a next one. It is unknown. Question: so this is how I live this moment? Answer: yes. Question: a person does not live like that, right? Answer: a person does not live like that, but he should. Question: will we be taught to live like that in some way? Answer: no. I think it is already included from the start. That is how humans are. Comment: That is, we are controlled in such a way that this apparatus is turned off, our reason, all these questions. And we live like that and keep living. My response, the Creator intentionally made it so. Question, why did he do that? Answer, so that he would not have to ask us too many questions. Question, would he have asked otherwise? Answer, of course. Comment, so, why do you live? Why do you live every moment? Who controls the world? And so on, and so forth. My response, yes, if he had practically placed his own reasoning, the beginning, the end, all actions, etc. in the creation, and we would have to answer that. Question, so, what you were just saying is like the questions the Creator would ask if he were in the place of creation. Can we say that? Answer, yes, these are the questions I would ask him. Question, so these are the questions we would ask him if we were his true creation? Answer, yes. Question, what should a person understand? Answer, a person should understand that there is still a mystery in life that they must constantly uncover. Not that someone once uncovered it and now they can read and know, but they must dig into themselves, into life, into the Creator, and search. Question, and you call this the real life of a person? Answer, that is life. Question, where will they reach if they keep moving like this, if these are their steps? Answer, everyone will reach something of their own. Everyone has their own specific task in life. Question, do they have to come to this task, to their root, somehow? Answer, they are pushed toward it, but whether they go there afterward I do not know. No one knows. The Creator. And even beforehand, it may not be known. Question, so, it all depends on the Creator whether I go or not, completely everything? Answer, yes. Question, should I turn to the Creator, reveal my path to me? Or is it pointless? Answer, ask. Question, my prayer is to live my life correctly, properly, is it so or not? Answer, it should be. You must live in such a way that every moment you try to uncover the mystery of life. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 19, 2024. Build happiness. Question. There is a holiday called the International Day of Happiness. Probably the idea is that there is not much happiness and maybe you can celebrate somehow in one day. It is a fact that people are less and less happy. How do you think one can become happy? Answer, I do not think that is possible. You can only build or create happiness. There is relative happiness when I give way to my life partner, and he gives way to me, when we think about each other so that the other will be happy. It is all about the little things. And just like that, we gradually get used to wishing others happiness every minute, every half hour, every hour. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 18, 2024. Expression of slander in everyday life. Question. You have said that thoughts have more power than words. However, in the case of slander, we see that if a person expresses it aloud, the punishment for it is much harsher than for slander that slips through one's mind. Why is it so? Answer, because in this way he spreads his point of view that he has no right to spread regardless of whether he is right or wrong. And for this he must be punished. Question, doesn't it spread through thoughts? Answer, no, ordinary people do not spread it through thoughts. Slander manifests through their actions, through everyday relations, but for the most part through speech. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 7, 2024. Yielding that does not lead to a common connection. Yielding, on the part of the husband or wife, is not regarded as love in wholeness, for the one who yields always waits for when he will regain the power of control. Rabash, Article 240, Discernments in States. Yielding, which does not lead to absolute connection, is called imperfect. Therefore, such a connection is also not considered perfect, it lacks love. Love is a state with similar aspirations on both sides, and both spouses assume they are aiming toward a common center where they merge and achieve perfection. Question: how does the yielding that Rebesh talks about differ from concessions, which you mentioned? Is it some other function? Answer: concessions can be made out of love or can be based on other calculations. Any calculations in yielding, other than love, are not good. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 19, 2024. The unique attitude toward literacy. Comment: in ancient times, many people did not know how to read. Apart from Jews, virtually no one had books. My response: but the Torah does not address other nations. It was written in Hebrew. Since then, nothing has changed, not a single letter or shape. A unique book called Tikkun Sefarim allows you to check texts. People who copied the Torah first had to study the shapes of the letters and correct spelling. Therefore, everything stayed the same for generations. If you find a book written 2,000 years ago, the letters will have the same shape today. Comment: other nations did not teach children to read and write until almost the 19th century. My response: yes, but it was not like that for the Jews. Their children started studying at 3 years old and even earlier. Usually, a school was located in the house of one of the teachers. Comment: that is why we envy Jews, they are so bright. My response: this is not intelligence, it is simply working on yourself. In earlier times, there were practically no other books. Therefore, people knew the Torah by heart. This is an entirely different attitude to life than the current one. Question: what mission did women perform if only boys were studying? Answer: women practically could not read and only listened to conversations held for them. Question: but at the same time, the wisdom of a Jewish woman is unique. I have a feeling that she is very different from others. Answer: yes, but not because they studied a lot. Of course, they knew by heart what was written in the Torah. This is how the Creator decreed it and how they carried it out for thousands of years. This approach led to notable development in people's memory and attitude toward writing, science, and nature. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 29, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam. Looking in the book again. Start-stop movement. Question: how do we quickly skip over unclear states of fogginess on the spiritual path? Answer: if you know that everything you go through is intended only to compel you toward greater integration, then you can quickly overcome any state. You can go through 100 states per minute and fly over all the bumps as if gliding. My comment: but you've said that a person transitions from state to state so quickly and does not even realize which one he's in. Answer: no, this is incorrect. If I don't understand, then what is the point of going through them? I need to understand, grasp, and feel each of the states. But all this happens in a fraction of a second, you could say, or even beyond time. You feel yourself existing in this moment and in a certain state. That is, in relation to the purpose of creation and the correct integration into the spiritual system with your free will, you feel where you are approaching this system or moving away from it. It is such a start-stop movement. There is no calculation going on here, I will do it one way or another. No. It is simple, forward-backward, backward-forward. You move forward, then you are pulled back, and then you move forward and you are pulled back. All the time you move like that, like along a triangular saw, you're lowered down, you are moving further forward, then you're lowered down, you are moving further forward, and again you're lowered down. Question: but how can you determine whether you come out of this state or not? Where is the beginning and the end, and aren't you stuck for a long time? Answer: the fact is that when there are sensations, the brain should not work because we are desire, not reason. If I feel and that feeling is sufficient for me, my brain practically does not get engaged. Why does a person rest when he is at home in his armchair, in familiar surroundings? He does not need to activate the brain. His feelings are activated, although, on a very small level, and that's it. As soon as there is a sensory disturbance, the brain immediately switches to high gear. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Acceleration of States, December 26, 2011.